This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Partners over at CNN for letting us piggyback on their coverage there. So here's what we've got. Mrs. Hackman died of hantavirus pulmonary syndrome. And Dana said, that's something you get from rodents.
The second they said hantavirus, I went with the thing you get from rats?
Yes. It's relatively prevalent in the desert southwest, especially in New Mexico. They have a good dozen or so cases every year because the aerosolized virus particles in the dry and,
Yeah, you can inhale it. It becomes airborne from rodent urine droppings or saliva.
But strangely, it is not transmissible from human to human, she said.
Mm-hmm.
Gene Hackman died of Alzheimer's and severe heart disease. It is believed that his wife, Betsy, died on February 11th, and he died on February 18th, a week later.
As we had suspected, she died first. She was his caregiver, Scott. He was 95 years old, and Alzheimer's was likely advanced to the point that he did not know how to get help or what to do.
Mm. She did say it was advanced Alzheimer's and severe heart disease for Gene Hackman.
Just kept living his life as he knew how to live his life.
Which, Dan, you know, at age 95 is not an unusual diagnosis.
And typically somebody of that age with those types of medical issues will have somebody that works as their caregiver.
We've reached out to
And if the caregiver has passed away.
Yeah, we've reached out to KU. I know it's late. I know it's Friday to see if there's any way Dr. Hawkinson could call in. I cannot remember the last time I heard the term hantavirus. I believe it's H-A-N-T-A virus.
Yeah, hantavirus.
But it was my mother as a child. I remember her saying, you know, I don't like mice. They carry that hantavirus. And I'm sure in Topeka, Kansas, that was probably not true. But I remember as a child hearing that and thinking, oh, that sounds bad. I don't want that.
Back in New Mexico when I was living and working there, there were cases that would pop up every now and then. And there was always a warning about your shed out back being dusty and, you know, the corners of your garage being dusty and dry. And you got to watch out for the deer mice.
And the particles from that.
Mm-hmm.
It's stirred up in the droppings, correct?
Yes. Gets stirred up in the air.
Wow.
You breathe it in,
so
and you catch the virus.
So the doctor there, or the medical examiner, said that the survival rate from a hantavirus, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Infection,
thank you, is 38 to 50%.
Wow.
So 50% of the time, you gone.
And you think it's the flu?
Yeah, that's assuming you get treatment for the proper infection.
Yeah. All right, we've got to call out to Dr. Dana Hawkinson with the University of Kansas
Health
System.
First of all, I didn't know it was that deadly. And then second, if you live in that region, Dan, and you have flu-like symptoms, you're going to get a COVID test. Maybe you get a flu test,
or
but you had the flu
test.
Or RSV, you go to CVS, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Who would have thought this? She was an otherwise perfectly healthy 65-year-old woman.
And when you go to the doctor, they'll ask the questions out there. Well, have you been out in your shed? And follow that path.
Yeah. Telephone number here is, go ahead, Sam.
Real quick, a number of people on the text line are asking about the dog. There were two dogs that were alive, one dog that was dead.
We will bring you that answer when we return, because that happened at the very beginning of the news conference. I could read, we have closed captioning in here. Obviously, we don't have audio on the monitors. I could read him addressing something about the dog. And then as soon as we pulled it up, he had moved on.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. We are standing by to see if we can get in touch with Dr. Dana Hawkinson.
We believe he's at like some super important conference.
He's probably in surgery.
For super important infectious disease professionals.
In surgery?
I don't know.
But I'm texting with the folks over at the University of Kansas Health System right now, and I'm just like, I bet if you ask Google, in the history of Google, like how many people have Googled hantavirus, it's going to peak today.
I had not heard of it until today. I had to go to the Mayo Clinic website to do a quick rundown on
Sam,
it.
Sam, I'm telling you, you obviously did not grow up poor or on a farm, because my grandparents used to always say, stay away from those mice, they carry disease. And I specifically remember my mom saying hantavirus. But is it just New Mexico mice, or do the mice? I mean,
well, I would assume it's not just New Mexico mice.
Growing up, my parents would say they carry disease. And so, like, if you are an exterminator and you go in and you are to, you know, there's a rat infestation or a mouse infestation, you know, do you have to wear the big old protective
like a hazmat suit
gear to protect your lungs? Because it's the particles.
Well, I have an exterminator come by 2 times a year, and he never wears a mask. But then again, I've never seen a rodent in my house.
I was going to say, you don't have an infestation.
And then we have so many questions. Is it one mouse and that stuff can get into your, or is it, like, how did this happen?
Well, clearly, they live in a gated community. The sheriff said as much.
We've seen a number of pictures of their home, obviously, since this happened. It is a sprawling estate.
Well, he had a lot of big hits. I get it. But he was, according to the medical examiner, Gene Hackman died on February 18th. It is believed his wife died on February 11th, which means, and we mentioned this earlier, he was basically walking around that home. He had severe Alzheimer's.
Yes.
And terrible heart disease. Probably, and I'm not trying to make light of it, this is not a joke, I'm being serious. He's probably walking around that home with no idea who he is or who's taking care of him.
Dehydrated. And dehydrated, Scott.
Yeah, and dehydrated, yeah.
Not taking care of himself, yeah.
I just had no idea. It's worth mentioning. They just reported the survival rate with hantavirus is 38 to 50%.
Kind of a wide range, I actually thought, when they mentioned
that. Those are terrible odds. Yeah. Symptoms mirror the flu. So and this is why I wonder if it's so deadly. You think you have the flu.
Yeah, you don't think it's something worse. You think it's something you can just kick.
Clearly not.
So the dogs.
Yeah, so let's get to that. I missed that part of the news conference. What happened?
I missed it as well, but there's only one logical conclusion, Dana. I didn't know if you had some more hard and fast information on that. There were two dogs that were out and alive and roaming freely. They had access to the outside through a dog door. So obviously they were eating and drinking water. The dog that died was inside the home in a kennel. Did they have more information on that?
I'm still just seeing the dog was kenneled. Yeah.
So, the only logical conclusion there is dehydration and lack of food over the course of 2 weeks.
Well, it's so sad.
Yeah.
You know, and again, I mean, he theoretically is just roaming around that house with no clue of who he is, what he's doing, and let's not forget about his wife. She's dead on the floor for 7 days. They reported that she had some mummification. He did not.
Correct.
But let me ask a question.
Yeah, and I've got a follow up statement and question.
Sam, will you look up very quickly, if you would, what day they were found? And that's going to tell me more than I need to know.
Okay, well,
I believe it was February 26th.
While he is looking that up, did you notice that one of the people at the podium said that they were still waiting on some cell phone data? You know that we are the most, not necessarily surveilled.
But plugged in.
But plugged in, you know, type of society. So they were able to figure out that Mrs. Arakawa Hackman left a certain store. Then she left that place and went to a second place. Then she left that place and her garage door opener was used to get into the gate. So this is how we're surveillance. They have a timestamp over here. Timestamp over it at location B. Timestamp at location C. Timestamp of her going into the house.
Correct.
And then no more emails are ever returned on February 11th after she got home at 5:15 p.m. So we can deduce from that that she died sometime after 5:15 p.m. on February 11th. When they said they were still awaiting cell phone data, does your phone know when you stop moving?
Depends on what kind of phone you have. But yes, if you have a newer smartphone and you have the certain fitness settings turned on that phone, it will detect when you last fell, when you last...
Or not even fell, but you know what I'm saying, Sam?
Physical.
Like, when I look on Life360, sometimes it'll say one of the kids or my person is walking. It'll say
too,
walking near whatever road. So, okay, they're either going to their car, they're out on whatever. I wonder if that same technology will tell them, honestly, for anyone who dies, will that same technology get you within seconds or minutes of time of death, because we are so attached to our phones.
Assuming she kept her phone in her pocket when she collapsed, not to be graphic, but...
Okay, when were they found?
February 26th.
Okay, I was right. February 26th.
That was when a welfare check was called by a maintenance man who tried to enter the home and saw through the window Jean laying on the ground.
Okay, that is a total of 15 days after she died. And a total of 8 days after he died. Did no one call to say hello or check on them or say, hey, what's going on? How's dad doing? That is 15 days after she died.
Okay, so don't make it about Gene Hackman for one moment. Follow me here. Make it about Betsy Hackman.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay, so 5:15, she enters that gate.
Right.
On February 11th.
Correct.
That is how many days till the 26th?
15.
15 days.
He's not answering the phone.
Right. So the question is, with Betsy, how many people in your life do you go 15 days without time? We don't know. Did she have children? Did she have elderly parents? Did she have siblings?
He did.
Did she have a friend group? Like,
he had has three adult children.
Because to me, the children, if they couldn't get a hold of dad, you would be texting.
Well, they would call her.
You would be texting or calling Betsy. And we know that she did not answer a single email after February 11th.
But keep in mind, though, he was in extreme stages of Alzheimer's.
Right. So
the kids probably were not regularly calling to talk to dad anyway.
No, but would they not call to check on see how dad is doing?
They not expect that she would call if something went wrong?
I call my mother no fewer than 2 times a week. And I don't mean to be rude to her, but I say, hey, Mom, I'm just calling to check and make sure you're vertical. Because she lives alone. I want to know that she's doing okay.
We're going to do Monday with Dr. Hawkinson. He's at a conference. We are going to get him on Monday. And I'm not blaming anyone here. It just, for 15 days seems like an extended amount of time to not hear from anybody. No emails are returned. No texts. No phone calls.
No contact whatsoever.
Keeping in mind, Scott, it would not have changed the outcome of what happened here.
Neighbors had said that they hadn't been seen for about 3 weeks, so that would add another week on prior to her passing that they reported seeing either of them.
But the neighbors, to me, how often do you really see your neighbors if you're driving directly into that garage door? Maybe they're on vacation. Well, those houses are spread far apart because they're mansions.
Yeah. Based on that neighborhood, it's not like a typical neighborhood where the houses are 15 feet apart.
They didn't have a cleaning lady come over on a regular basis.
Well, it was the maintenance guy that...
Well, I know, like I said, they didn't have a cleaning lady come over once a week. Yeah. Dust, vacuum, 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You know, I want to clarify one thing without being graphic in defense of the family and just the awful timing of what has happened with these deaths. I'm seeing a lot of this online. He just lived in that house with her for a week. He had advanced Alzheimer's disease, advanced. And if you have never seen what that looks like toward the end, you know, a 95-year-old with advanced Alzheimer's disease, he would have had no idea what was going on in that house.
Right.
He wasn't in any position to pick up a phone and call 911.
Or take care of
himself. With advanced Alzheimer's, or take care of himself, or drink water, or remember to do the things that in your right, healthy mind, you would remember to do.
913-586-7798. Let's go to John in Midtown. John, hello.
Hello. How are you all today?
We are doing well. Thank you for asking.
I was just calling because you all were talking about, you know, doesn't anybody ever check in on somebody? My mom, who is going to be 90 next weekend, a few years ago, one of her brothers died in the middle of the night. And she said, you know, if that happened to me, you all would never know. So it was at her request that we started a family group text with my siblings and my mom and myself.
Yeah.
And every morning she gets up and the first thing she does is grab her phone and text. I'm up. I'm moving. My feet are on the ground. Which is very nice. Now we use that thread, which we call, by the way, the mother report.
Aww.
We use the mother report for other things, but typically it is every morning. All of us will say, well, good morning. Good to see you. What's going on today. And then that's it for most of the rest of the day. But at least every morning we know she's up. She's standing upright. She's moving. She's doing well.
Has she ever forgotten? And then you went into a panic.
There have been a few times that we have used the mother report to try and reach her. And one afternoon we were trying to check on her about something. She had gone to play cards with some friends of hers and left her phone at home. And let me tell you, the kids gave her the dickens when we finally got a hold of her and found out where she was.
Put her in timeout, did you, John?
We put her in timeout. We did put her in timeout.
Take away her allowance?
We just told her. And part of that was because my brother, who lives in the same town with her about 10 minutes away, he went over to her apartment to check on her and found her purse hanging on the back of a kitchen chair and found her cell phone in her purse. And he says, I don't know where she is, but her purse is here and her cell phone's here. When we finally found her, it was putting her in timeout. We let her know.
See, and I don't have to contact my mom every day, and she doesn't need to send out a group text. We have her on Life 360. And we made her, didn't make her, we asked her to sign up with me and the kids.
No, you made
last
it.
Year. Well, yeah. But I know where she is right now, and she's been there since 3:34 this afternoon. So I know that my mother is alive today at the age of 80. And I don't have to wonder if she's breathing today because she's not technically at home.
But we don't know what their family dynamic looked like. We don't know. I mean... Is it odd for most people to not hear from someone in, you know, 15 days.
Or, yes.
Yes, I think most people would say that, that's odd.
And if you think about this, if he had advanced Alzheimer's, those phones were dead.
Oh, yeah.
Any phone in that house other than a landline was dead.
He wouldn't have known what to do with a phone, Scott.
Right, which is why I ask. And I'm not, I am and I'm not blaming the family, but I just find it curious that 15 days pass and no one has bothered to check on them, knowing full well that he is 95 years old, has horrible heart disease, and advanced Alzheimer's.
But you know, advanced Alzheimer's did not set in yesterday. So this decline has probably been going on for a few years. And to the kids' perspective, stepmom Betsy's got him. If something bad happens, she'll reach out.
By the way, hantavirus affects the kidneys. I did not know that. Symptoms usually develop within 1 to 2 weeks after exposure. You heard them say this, not spread from person to person. But one of the things I still don't see, because we know that this comes from the droppings of rodents, is, you know, like Dan said, if you're going to clean out a shed and there's droppings everywhere, that's one thing. But can you just come into contact with, you know, like say like a mouse trap? And then that somehow ends up in your lungs. It's just the most bizarre diagnosis and a word that I have not heard in probably 40 years.
I don't know anything about hantavirus, but I would imagine that if you come across a mousetrap that has a mouse in it, there's probably a pretty good chance that they pooped themselves when their neck was being snapped.
Most common is spread by the deer mouse.
Is there any other kind?
I don't know, Scott.
Well, there's now a woolly mammoth mouse.
That is true, Sam. There are three woolly mammoth mice.
Watch out for that one.
Yeah. They're the biggest spreaders of hantavirus. And ivory. Apparently. From the New York Post, no one wants to hear these six words from a significant other.
I really wish you would stop doing that. Chewing your food loudly.
Can we talk later? That's not six words.
Yeah, that's terrible. We need to talk. Yeah,
can
honey,
we talk?
Soon, please.
I have heard these six words in my lifetime.
Uh-oh.
Dating expert Luann Ward warned that a simple phrase could be a glaring red flag that there is trouble in paradise.
Six words.
Keep going. Keep trying.
Okay, what about, I've noticed lately you've gained weight.
Okay, thanks.
That would certainly result in the same outcome.
Yeah.
I mean, if the end goal is to no longer be in a relationship, drop that
line. Your pants no longer fit.
Okay.
We're going to need to extend seatbelt.
Let me give you a hint.
Okay.
With these six words, what they're really saying is they believe that you have more feelings for them than they have for you.
Babe, it's not you, it's me.
Close.
Lay it on me.
I don't want to hurt you.
Because that always ends with,
bye.
But. I was going to say, but.
Mm-hmm.
Also, three letters starts with a B. Bye.
I have heard those six words in my lifetime. It means they are not fully invested. They know that you care more than they do, and they are laying the groundwork to excuse their future bad behavior. She claimed that the alarming phrase veiled as care and concern has nothing to do with sparing your feelings. Rather, it's about sparing their guilt.
Oh, sure.
If someone warns you, listen carefully and begin to protect your heart. The simple fact is, and I continue to quote from Luann Ward, dating expert, I don't know how one becomes one, but they do. The simple fact is, if somebody doesn't see you as a potential long-term partner and doesn't have strong enough feelings for you, they can see that they can potentially hurt you. They don't have to feel guilty about it because they have warned you.
I can think of way better six words than that, but okay.
Give me one.
Well, I just did.
Babe, your pants are not fitting.
Well, that's problematic if someone says that to you.
Have you looked in a mirror recently?
You guys are mean people.
You are saying what are the most dreaded, awful, like if someone said that to me, I would need a lot of therapy. A lot of therapy.
There's a five-word phrase that I've used before.
Mm-hmm.
It's not you, it's me.
That's why I added babe. You wanted six words, I had to add babe. when we get back, have you ever been placed in Yelp timeout?
I don't know, Dana. No, I have not. Have you?
I got a warning, Sam, from Yelp yesterday.
Somebody posting reviews that we shouldn't be posting?
Based on an extremely accurate review that I left as a warning to other customers. And I will ask you when we come back, if you are speaking the truth, and this is the experience that happened there, seven times now, we're up to seven, why can you not put your actual review on Yelp without being placed in Yelp timeout? By the way, they're based in San Francisco.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. So the guy in South Carolina who will be dying by firing squad in about an hour and 9 minutes from now requested KFC for his final meal.
That is true.
Really?
I don't know if I would KFC that I would want that as part of my public relations campaign.
One last time.
If I was being executed tonight in about an hour, because it's 6 p.m. Eastern, so 5 o'clock here, so right at the beginning of Festivus, he'll be getting three bullets to the chest. Can you order as much as you want? Because at that point, I really don't care about my weight nor my heart health.
Three buckets.
So you can order whatever you want.
He has ordered three buckets.
That's a lot. That's a lot of fried
original
chicken.
Recipe KFC.
Did he get the coleslaw
chicken.
With it?
Okay.
You know, it doesn't. He didn't.
What
go
was his
it?
Crime?
He killed his ex-girlfriend.
He killed his ex-girlfriend's parents.
Okay.
Like 23 years ago. Because I would get like a Big Mac.
Okay.
Two fries. Hot fudge sundae.
Why wouldn't you get a meal that you're going to enjoy? Like a nice steak.
Or some from Jasper's.
Some shrimp. Ooh,
does
Jasper's.
It really matter at that
Grunauer's.
Point?
Yeah, I'd like to have like a schnitzel.
Oh, yeah, jinx.
Oh, my God. Okay, we're going to bring this back at 4 o'clock because I have been placed in Yelp timeout. And I'm angry I've been placed in Yelp timeout. Mm. And I know that every single like social media app and, you know, online business like that, they have rules and regulations. And some of you listening may have been placed before in Facebook timeout and have no idea why. You know, every once in a while, we'll get someone to call in or a friend of mine will say, oh, my gosh, look at this. Facebook has put me in timeout. I've been warned over, like, content that was either, you know, I don't even know what breaks the rules, Sam. I've only been warned once and it was years ago.
So do you still have the review that you wrote?
Oh, yeah.
Can you read it to us?
And
then we can determine if you belong in Yelp timeout?
Well, so Dana and I have already talked about this off the air. And Dana, I'm sorry. Based on their rules and regulations for posting reviews, I think they had every right to put you in Yelp timeout.
Okay, but if I'm allowed to warn someone, let's say I go into a restaurant and I watched three employees not wash their hands. That is my experience. I watched this happen.
Okay.
I would be allowed to say, in my experience, I watched three employees come out and not wash their hands.
That is not a consistent analogy, but
take
I understand
it
what you're saying.
Or leave it. That I'm putting that on
so
Yelp.
So don't name the business that you reviewed.
Oh, no, I'm naming the business.
Please don't.
Oh, no. Watch me. I'm naming it.
I don't want us to get sued.
I posted
name the business many times.
The link to the quote massage place on 129th and State Line where no fewer than now seven women have come forward to say they were sexually assaulted.
Okay, so that's where you did the review.
I said, here's the review.
Okay.
Here's the link to the Kansas City Star.
Well, I thought it was going to be like some.
Nope. Here's the link. Ladies,
bourgeois restaurant.
Just letting everybody know that if you are looking to book a massage, I want you to see this on Yelp. Here's the Kansas City Star article. You decide if you want to go in and get a massage at a place where seven women say they were sexually assaulted at Fusion Spa at 129th and State Line. That is completely up to you.
By the way, I agree with your frustration about getting put in timeout. but based on their rules and regulations and the response that they gave you.
This is what it says. Hello. I thought it was spam, by the way. I mean, I get something from Yelp. I thought it was spam. We are reaching out to let you know that our moderators removed your post about Fusion Spa at 129th and State Line. We typically remove posts that appear to be motivated by media attention or current events rather than one's own customer experience with the business. I'm going to stop that sentence right there. My experience with Fusion Spa on 129th and State Line Road in Kansas City, Missouri, is that no fewer than 7 women have come forward to say they were sexually assaulted there, and charges have been filed in 2 of those cases.
Okay,
that's my experience.
Where's it located?
It's at 129th and State Line. It's called Fusion Spa.
Okay.
We recognize, they write, that this business may have been in the media spotlight and that people may have strong opinions about the situation. I'm going to insert logic there again. Yes, women have strong opinions when they are sexually assaulted trying to get a massage at 129th and State Line. We're funny like that.
What's the name of the business again?
Fusion Spa.
Okay. Where was
Please
it?
Be aware that any further content you post in response to media attention may be subject to removal without notification. Repeated guideline violations may result in your account being closed. So you mean to tell me that if I have a crappy experience somewhere with service, fine, I can post that. Or I need to warn someone that, like, there's not good hand washing going on. That's fine. Or I feel like they left their mayonnaise out for 4 days. You might have the poops for a week. That's fine.
Yeah.
But if women are being sexually assaulted.
Where?
At 129th and State Line at Fusion Spa, you apparently cannot warn people with 1 star on Yelp. And by the way, you're not allowed to give 0 stars. I don't want you to think I would give it 1 star. Usually sex assault should be 0 stars. It's not set up like that. You have to give it 1 star.
The issue being, from Yelp's perspective, and again, I agree with your frustration, the issue from Yelp's perspective is that you did not have this experience.
Mm.
You had the experience adjacent.
On behalf of all women in Kansas City, Missouri, and South Leawood and Martin City, we share in the fury with what happened to those women. And if you want to go on Yelp, and one of the survivors actually posted her experience on there. That was her experience as a sex assault survivor.
And that post remains.
That post remains because it was her experience.
News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dan and Bunny. What was the address again? And State Line. Fusion Spa. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com. We'll see you on the other side of the news.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime. At KMBZ.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on. 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.